Item number five is an update on the legislative matters.
Mr. Delarosa, you have the floor.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. I promise to be brief. I'd like to just inform the committee of the fact that child support enforcement, funding for child support enforcement, produced me an item that Intergovernmental Relations, along with child support, agencies, is pursuing relative to try to get some increased funding. You have before you a packet of information from Intergovernmental Relations to the Wisconsin County Association of Child Support Enforcement, as well as a printout table from the Department of Children and Families. I'll call your attention to page 2 of that table under Milwaukee County, which basically shows that the plan that's been submitted by the state for purposes of next year would have approximately reduction of $2.5 million for child support enforcement. Such a cut would be devastating to Milwaukee County child support enforcement operations. It would basically be a 22% reduction in funding, losing by 27 positions, which would impact everything from establishing paternity to establishing payment schedules, dealing with payments, and collection of child support. For that reason, we are vigorously pursuing action at the Joint Finance Committee level. An objection has been raised. The plan has been forwarded by the state. So this item will be subject to come up for review again before Joint Finance. We just want to call your attention to that because being in Milwaukee County deals with about 35% of all of the state's child support enforcement operations. Cut like this would be devastating to the county. We'd also like to call your attention to a bill, Senate Bill 173, which was recently introduced. And Mr. Chairman, if discussions would be possible to have this sent to the district attorney and the Health and Social Services for their review and report analysis and report back to the committee at next month's committee meeting would be important.
I would ask you to do that. Would you explain why we need to do that, please, Mr. Delarosa?
Basically, under current law, the juvenile records are not open for inspection, nor is their content to be disclosed, except under search statutory provisions. What this bill would do would expand the reasons which law enforcement agencies to request juvenile court records for purposes relating to criminal and delinquent activity. So it's an expansion that would impact more counties' operations. We'd like to have the input from the departments on this.
So unless the committee would have any objections to that, let's make sure we get a report. Refer this to the DA's office and DHHS report back on our next cycle. Next cycle, our IGR committee, Mr. Delarosa, can we get that next cycle then?
That would be the goal.
Okay.
On that note, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to call your attention to the scheduling for next October meeting.
Okay.
Name?
Well, we always have conflicts, and I have said to be true. I know we missed a couple, or at least one colleague today, but we're going to keep it at 9 a.m. on board week so we have some consistency and so everybody knows they can have it on their calendar. Okay, and I'll always let you know beforehand if we're going to have the meeting, and if not, we'll make sure we get the materials to you, but we certainly want to stay on that schedule. So I tried, accommodating different people at different times, and it just never works. So we're going to keep on the regular schedule. Thank you. And no other business? We are adjourned. Thank you all.